Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Matt Klein with Atlantic Municipal Utilities. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Matt, there's a program that you've been working on, AMU's been working on, called 2 Degrees to Save program.
Right.
So explain that to me. What does that mean?
It's a program we started about a year ago where AMU will come in and install a new programmable thermostat in replace of your current thermostat. And this thermostat, what it allows us to do is we're able to communicate to it and raise the thermostat by 2 degrees during the hottest times of the year. And by doing that, it has your air conditioner run less, which reduces the amount of system load on the whole system.
Now, Matt, a number of people already have programmable thermostats that they themselves turn down as they go to work, but it still needs to be a new one that you're going to have installed.
Yeah, this is a specific thermostat designed by Honeywell that has a little radio card in it. So we're able to communicate to it through a paging signal, just like, you know, the old pagers. We're able to send a signal to it that tells us that we'd like to control it and raise it up by 2 degrees.
Okay, and when is that going to happen? Will it happen every day during the summer, or, you know, what sort of kicks in that 2 degree change?
Right. It's only going to happen when we're at our peak. It's called our peak load, when we're at the highest amount of system usage. No, it won't happen every day. It's only going to be on those very hottest days of the year and only for a few hours, primarily in the afternoons.
Okay, so the weather, the heat, certainly is the major factor here. Are there other times of the day from your past experience where the loads are higher that might add to that peak load?
Not typically. It's usually going to be late afternoon, early evening is really when we see that that load rise and peak. You usually don't see it during other times of the day.
Okay. And of course, and it may not make a big difference, but that's when people are coming home from work and maybe, I don't know, turning on an extra TV and running the stove or whatever, so that could add a little bit. But it's certainly the weather is going to be the major factor.
Yep, the weather is definitely the primary driver of what's going to cause us to need to control.
Now, Matt, 2 degrees. You're talking 2 degrees. What difference does that make to AMU?
Yeah, when we're looking at several hundred air conditioning units that have this thermostat on them, you spread that across 2 degrees across all those several hundred units, it reduces the amount of electricity being used by quite a bit, a significant amount. Even just 2 degrees on each one.
Okay. And do you think we'll really notice that if I'm in my living room and the temperature is 2 degrees higher than I usually set it? Do you think that'll make a big difference to me?
Most people won't notice it. Now, a nice feature about these is you're able to access them online as well, to where if you do notice it, you can get online or you can call us and let us know, hey, I'm kind of getting uncomfortable.
Okay.
And maybe we can do something a little bit different to where you're not getting uncomfortable.
Okay.
But most people probably won't even notice.
Now, the other thing, the AMU users, those of us who have AMU, Atlantic Municipal Utilities, are going to notice a difference in another way on our bills.
Yeah. You'll receive a $5 a month credit during the summer months. I believe it's from May through September. You'll receive a credit. And additionally, by reducing our peak load, that helps keep our costs down, which in turn means we don't have to raise rates as often or as much.
And Atlantic Municipal Utilities, what does that mean? I mean, you're not a big company out there trying to make huge profits, correct?
Right. We're part of the city. We have our own board and so forth. But our goal is to provide quality service for all our people and keep the cost low. We're not, you know, where you get against a stockholder company. our goal isn't to increase our stock price. Our goal is to provide service for our customers at a good price, quality service at a good price.
Okay, so if we got this letter before, and we may have gotten it again if we didn't send our card back, we need to take a look at this. This benefits everybody who's an AMU customer.
Right. And again, it's only for people that have a central air conditioning unit that can sign up for the program. But yeah, it benefits everybody on AMU's system.
Okay. A couple of other things that I think was sort of related to this saving program. Last spring, summer, you handed out little bags that had those CFL light bulbs in there that are supposed to save us energy. And some of those are burning out. So what do we do with them?
Yeah, we did. We were able to hand out quite a few light bulbs over the summer. And working with the landfill, they started up a CFL recycling program about the same time that we were handing out light bulbs. So I talked to the landfill, and we're a drop-off site for those burned-up CFLs. We've got a bucket at each one of our entrances here at the AMU office. They've got them at the libraries. I think they have them at the courthouse, to where instead of just throwing that CFL out, you really need to be recycling it. There's some, I think there might be mercury or something.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of mercury, and
yep.
And our landfill will certainly benefit if we're not just throwing those into the landfill.
And I think that's been a pretty good program. I know we've filled our bucket up a couple of times already.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, well, they're supposed to last a lot longer, mm-hmm. but some of them we use for maybe more hours than we thought we were using a light bulb.
Sure.
They do need to be replaced. And it seems to me that there are more of those on the market in different forms. I mean, it used to be you couldn't put them in your lamp that had dimmable switches. You could. But there's lots more options out there now for those CFLs.
Yeah, anymore you can get a CFL for just about anything, any size and dimmable, different brightnesses. Even for like pot lights, you can get CFLs for those. So.
And different colors. I think initially they were all those bright blue, what I call blue fluorescents that were not very flattering to people's faces. And now we can get them in those different shades, just like our other light bulbs.
Yep.
So take a look at those if you haven't thought about using those in your home, because they do save energy and cost in the long run.
Yep.
So that's another whole energy saving kind of thing. So let's again remind folks, Matt, what they need to do to be a part of this 2 degrees to save program.
Yeah, if you've already signed up and you've sent in your, here recently we've sent out cards for you to select your contractor that you would like to install your thermostat. If you've sent that in, you don't really need to do anything else. And hopefully in a few weeks you'll be getting a call from the contractors. We should be providing them some information here in the next couple of weeks, and they should be starting the installation.
Okay. And I think I want to think this, congratulate you, say thank you for giving us an opportunity to choose our contractors, because I think we'll feel more comfortable if it's somebody who has been in our homes and knows our system, and when possible, that's the person who's going to come.
Yeah, and that's really what we've wanted to be able to do is work with the community to make them as comfortable as possible with the program, and instead of throwing this all at one contractor, be able to spread it out and let everybody be able to be involved.
Okay. And it may not all happen instantly. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll have to spread out that work a little bit too.
Right. Hopefully we'll be able to get started here in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, we're talking several hundred thermostats that they'll have to install. So it'll take them a little bit of time to get through them. Hopefully they'll be able to work it in, and we'll be able to get it done here.
Okay, and we just remind folks, this is no initial cost to you. You don't pay the contractor. You don't pay for the thermostat. But in the long run, it's going to save us all money.
Right.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Matt Klein, for visiting with us today about the 2 Degrees to Save program.
Thank you.
Till next time, here's a thought. The steps you take today create the path you'll use tomorrow.